Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iranian leaders say it's time for Israel to say goodbye. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me at this broadcast table in a moment with more information on that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It's a very delicate, very, very tense situation, and it comes with many other things going on in Iran and Gaza and terror attacks in Israel, Jimmy. Just a very difficult period. Of course, these are the holy days between Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles, and usually a time of just joy and peace in Israel and relaxation. Well, in 73, they were in the middle of a war for their existence. And, Jimmy, the Iranian chief prayer giver in Tehran, the guy that delivers the sermon at the Friday prayers of the main mosque in Tehran, said Israel's days are numbered. He said it's time for Israel to say goodbye. Those were the exact words he used. What do they mean? Are they preparing an attack imminently? This comes after Nasrallah of Hezbollah said also on Thursday that Israel will soon disappear. We have weapons they don't even know about, precision weapons, and they're going to get pummeled. Netanyahu responded at a Bible study, Jimmy, that he holds occasionally at his home. He was there studying the Bible, and he made a comment that made it into the news that if Nasrallah thinks he can do that, he has something else coming for him, and that we will pummel Iran and Hezbollah and anybody that joins them. So the war of words has gotten extremely hot, Jimmy, and it looks like we may be on the verge of a full-scale action, and Iran is holding military exercises near the Gulf of Hormuz, and the U.S. has been doing the same. The oil exports, a third of the world's oil that goes by sea comes out of there, so things are just really hot right now, and we'll see where they go. But a lot of prayer is needed for sure over the situation.
David Dolan with the information on the situation in the Middle East today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. At this time, during the celebration of the Jewish feast days, and now in particular the Feast of Tabernacles, the radical Iranian leaders have proclaimed it's time for Israel to say goodbye. Meanwhile, Hezbollah, the surrogate terrorist organization in southern Lebanon, sponsored by Iran, has also added to the radical rhetoric that Israel is about to disappear. These threats may well be leading up to a war in the Middle East that the ancient Jewish prophets foretold thousands of years ago. Meanwhile, the Israeli prime minister, at a Bible study that he holds in his home, the prime minister said that if Iran and Hezbollah attack, these two terror operations will be destroyed. And that is the end-time scenario that one of those Jewish prophets wrote about. Ezekiel wrote in Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through Ezekiel 39:6. That the Islamic world would be destroyed. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...